And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And if it is 2:30, it is the first Monday of the month and the fourth Monday of the month. It is The Entrepreneurial Spirit, starring Leanne Hall and Craig Dean. Leanne and Craig, how are you?
Woohoo!
Very good.
We're very
good. Did you go woohoo because of the Super Bowl?
No.
That was a great game.
That was a great game. I picked the Steelers. Look how much I know on my sports show.
Why would you pick the Steelers?
Yeah, seriously.
I know. After the fact, I thought, why would I pick the Steelers? You know, I thought the experience would come through, and it didn't.
No.
It didn't work.
It's all about heart. It's not about experience.
Yeah.
It's about heart.
Wow. I should have known that as an NLP
Besides
practitioner.
Besides, the karma was against Roethlisberger.
The what?
He had bad karma.
Yeah,
you know, that's a very interesting point.
He did not deserve to win a Super Bowl.
That was enough to make me not want to.
That's exactly why I didn't cheer for the Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, though.
Oh, he was great.
Was that good?
Yeah.
Did you guys watch it?
On and off. I was doing something more exciting. I was doing laundry.
Beginning
laundry.
I even watched Christina Aguilera.
Mess up
the Star Spangled
you know,
Banner.
Who cares? Who cares, dadgummit? She poured her heart out.
Good golly gumdrops.
Hey, at least it wasn't a wardrobe malfunction.
Exactly. I know.
We got a live fight in studio.
But
she was passionate.
She was.
And people are, but
they just look for something
to
piss and moan about.
Can I say that on the radio?
Kurt, can she? Yeah, I guess
she can. Right. Woohoo.
Very good.
Well, I would only.
You're going to hear that a lot.
I'd limit it a little bit. But
bleep.
Okay, the commissioner is calling me. What is that? FCC?
That's you. Bring him on. Bring it on.
All right.
He's a pisser.
Oh. Okay, you don't have to go overboard on this. Okay. Anyway, we have a very exciting in-studio guest.
Yes, we do.
Greg, do you want to introduce your mystery guest?
Our mystery guest is Leah Haben, and she has started a business. You know, we're the entrepreneurial spirit, and she epitomizes the spirit. She's got lots of fire, lots of pizzazz, lots of intelligence, and lots of energy, and she started a business called FemNav, which is a navigational site for women, but she accepts men also.
I do.
Yes.
equal opportunity.
And I'm going to let Leah explain her business because we had a presentation with her this morning. Leanne and I had the opportunity to watch Leah in action.
Oh, you did?
And one of the things that I love about Leah is that it's not just about her own entrepreneurial spirit. She's really embracing lots of entrepreneurial spirits, and I love that, you know?
So, Leah, welcome to the show, first of all.
Well, thank you. Nice to be here.
Oh, it's so nice to have you there. I did look at your website. It's excellent, and I like the concept. And tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's funny. My chief technical officer, Paul Woodford, and I have actually been working on this. Next month it'll be like a year. And what we wanted to do, we're a female advocacy group, and we want to protect and serve women, give them products and services discounted in kind of a unique way. We have also a it's a cloud-based mobile web app, so it works on any phone, anytime. And when we started the concept, originally there was only one other coupon company, meaning Groupon. And by the time we kind of got rolling on stuff, there are a lot of coupon companies now. And we had to go back to the drawing board and say, hey, what's going to make us different? And I am a writer. I write for three columns, and I do television segments on dating, and I have a very large female database. So what I thought I would do was I want to protect and serve women, and getting them to the site was a challenge, so we made it kind of look and feel like a fashion magazine.
And we love fashion.
We do, but what we also provide is content.
I know. I saw on the website you have expert advice. You have a bunch of different things, which is really cool. You got my attention when you say you do TV dating segments.
I do.
Because we have a show called
We were talking about that.
It always comes back to dating and relationships.
Exactly.
Wow. Where do you do this TV stuff?
Well, right now I tend to do quite a few with ABC's Smart Family with Daphne Monroe and Connie Cola, but I've done a lot of segments on Channel 12. Channel 12, Channel 5, I've ran the gamut. I've worked with all of them, but I'm hanging my hat on ABC these days.
Wow, you're a dating guru.
I'm still working at it.
That is so cool.
Because we said she would be a perfect candidate to be on your show.
Yeah.
What's the name of the person that the host was?
Cynthia Hyatt. She's a licensed counselor.
Do you know Cynthia?
I know who she is. I have not worked with her.
Oh, that is so cool. Yeah. It's a nice show. And we'll have to talk about that.
You know, Leah said something that was very key about the phone usage, you know, because many times you need to have a smartphone in order to go to certain websites and to download, and you know, like with the barcode, the QR code, you need a smartphone. But her application allows you to use dumb phones too.
Really? What's a dumb phone?
You know what? I should probably. I'm not sure if our chief technical officer Paul Woodford's on the phone, but if he is, I'd love for him to chime in and talk about that.
Well, let's bring Paul. He is on line
one. He happens to be on the phone.
Yes, he is. You have ESP. That is incredible. And I have ESPN. So let's go to line one. Paul Woodford, welcome to the show, Paul.
And hello.
Hey. Hey, Paul.
Craig, nice to hear from you again.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing?
How are you? I'm Dave Isaac, and of course, you know this young, lovely lady in studio, Leah Haven.
I do.
All right. There we are. So it's a match. A match, no match. So tell us, you wanted to have him explain some of the...
I did. Paul, if you don't mind explaining to our listeners how easy FemNav is and how it is connectable on any connected device?
Well, one of the things that makes our mobile application unique or different is that it is something that runs on any and all web-capable mobile phones. It's not an application that you download in an app store or pay for, and it's not specific to a certain operating system. For instance, it will run on an iPhone, an Android-based phone, a BlackBerry. And what makes it really unique is that it will run on what we call not necessarily a smartphone, but a phone that might have limited internet access, but not necessarily as sophisticated as something like an iPhone. And that makes it a lot more available to people.
That is excellent. And you figured out how to do that, huh?
Actually, well, he's the driving force.
Oh, wow.
It was his idea.
Nicely done, Paul. I have a contractor for you. Okay. Craig's looking at me like he has a contract on you. I have a contract for you. Okay, so tell us about how this is going to be effective. I know we've talked about this on many shows, mobile marketing, and how this is the newest thing out there, because evidently the stats really show that more people will look at text messages or things that come through their phone versus email. The open rate is right. Craig, you know that too. Right?
I think email is almost becoming passe. I've heard so many people say, you know, I don't even check my emails anymore. It's all done by texting.
Yes.
All right, you're outvoted.
Okay. Two to one.
3-1.
You believe in that too?
Oh, absolutely.
That's why you never answer my emails.
Yeah, exactly. But your text, I do. So tell us about that. Is that the whole concept that, you know, that's where things are going to write off people's mobile devices? Is that right, Paul?
Well, I think so. I mean, in fact, if you look at last year, currently about 28% of existing phones in the U.S. were internet-enabled smartphones. And over the last 6 months, in 2010 anyway, about 41% of the phones sold in the U.S. are smartphones. So it's really, it's penetrating the marketplace. All you have to do is go into any electronics store or mobile phone dealer and see how many of these phones are, you know, really very capable devices and more powerful than a lot of computers were just 5 years ago. And this year we're seeing a proliferation of even more devices such as tablets. So it's really the way that we're going, and mobility is key for marketing. And so we just are trying to tap that market and get in on that along with all the people out there that are using these devices.
In fact, on the Super Bowl, they had an ad for the Google version of iPad. Did you see that?
Yes, I saw that. There were some great commercials yesterday.
Oh, which one was your favorite, by the way?
My favorite one was where the little boy was dressed as Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was good.
That was good.
How about the Doritos one? That was sort of
that was cute, too.
There were some good ones.
I love the little Darth Vader.
So let me ask you a couple questions more specifically about your company. What's the demographic profile of the members?
You want to take that one, Paul, since you are also our resident statistician?
Wow, this guy Does it all.
It's good to have Paul on board. Yeah.
All right, you're on, Paul.
Paul?
Back to Leah.
Okay. Well, here's the statistics that we've found. 87% of all consumers are women. Either they are buying or they're the influencers. Mm. And Paul did all the statistics. There are 3 million people in Arizona or in the Phoenix area. And about 1.3 million of them are women that have a smartphone. So we want to target all those women.
Wow, that's incredible. 87% are either are women buyers or the women influence
purchase. How the money is spent. Let's back up a second.
Mm-hmm.
Give your website.
Our website is www.femnav, that's F-E-M-N-A-V as in Victor.com.
So if someone's listening for the first time,
mm-hmm.
walk them through the process.
That's what I was just doing on my dumb phone.
You have a dumb phone?
Well, my BlackBerry's not the greatest of phones, really. I struggle with it, and it was actually really easy to do on my BlackBerry.
So yes. That's a BlackBerry.
Uh-huh.
But is a BlackBerry considered a dumb phone?
No,
or a
it's considered a smartphone. It's just a dumb smartphone.
Oh, yeah. There's
it's an old one.
You have an iPhone.
I have.
What do you have?
I have a Galaxy phone.
Oh, you have the Samsung.
It's nice. That's a really nice phone.
It is.
You get them when you get over 60.
Hey, listen. I have a BlackBerry. They're pretty good.
Oh, so you got an ally.
Paul, where were you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was expecting Leah to take that, but she's pretty well dead on.
You know, it may just be me that's the dumb. Maybe the phone is fine. It just may just be me.
No, you're awesome, Leanne. We love you. You are incredible. So, Leah. So and Paul. So, this is smart marketing, because part of marketing is certainly understanding, you know, the powers to be. You know, and if the women have that influence,
we do. And here's the thing, I've been a woman my whole life.
Well, you know, that's
very
good
to know.
We should have another show on that.
We had a lottery on whether you were.
And I have yet to cut out a coupon. I mean, I have made the attempt. I have cut them out. They seem to make it to the kitchen counter and don't seem to ever make it away from the kitchen counter.
To the retail store?
Yes. So putting it right on my phone just made sense to me. I mean, how many women have really cut out coupons, and it clutters your car, it makes a mess, they fall in your purse, so they never actually get to the retailer.
And then having to cut them.
Yeah, well, exactly.
So do most women, as opposed to men, utilize coupons? So you don't see men using coupons very much?
Oh, my God. I was in the grocery store at Bash's yesterday.
Yeah.
And this woman had a whole cart. I mean,
of coupons?
Of food. When she went to pay, she must have handed the cashier, I'm not exaggerating, 25 coupons.
Oh, that could take a while.
It took 22 minutes is what it took.
Wow, you were counting.
Had two tiny little items to go through, and she's standing there with all these. But she saved $56.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she drove 75 miles to get there, but that's true.
She drove it off in her Mercedes.
Yeah.
But is that a stat? Is that most women will use coupons versus men?
Well, what FemNav is doing, there's been it's kind of a stigma with coupons before. And I think what we're doing is kind of making them a little bit more chic. By having the look and feel of a magazine and having it right on your smartphone where you can just show the retailer, it kind of takes that stigma away and makes it very cool.
Well, you're a savvy shopper now. You know, with the recession, so on and so forth, it's now cool to save.
Exactly.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
It's chic to save, too.
Yes. I love that chic.
That makes total sense. And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion. This is The Entrepreneurial Spirit, starring Leanne Hull and Craig Dean. Special in-studio guest Leah Haven with FemNav. And we'll be, and of course, Paul. We forgot Paul because Paul forgot us. And we'll be right back.
Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Entrepreneurial Spirit with Leanne Hall and Craig Dean. They're both using their phones now, demonstrating to our audience that
anybody at any age can do this.
This is great. And, of course, special
gray hairs and blondes can do this.
That. Oh, my God.
Well, that was a good one. Special in-studio guest Leah Haben from FemNav. And, of course, online one, Paul Woodford. That is your technical guy.
Yes.
All right.
He is.
And Paul, are you still there?
I am here.
He is there. Okay. So let's talk a little bit more about joining. How do you join? Is there a cost? And how easy is it?
You know what? It is really kindergarten stupid.
Aha.
Yes. We're really non-invasive. You go to femnav.com, put in your email address, and pick a password, and I mean, all we want is a name, and you pick your password, and it's free.
That is phenomenal. Now, can a lot of people right now are probably wondering, is it only for women? And you're going to say?
You know, we cater to women, and we protect them, but absolutely not. We have quite a few male members.
Really?
Yes.
And do they, what's some of the benefits there?
You know what? Anything that we advertise for men or for women, men can use, although, you know, they may not want the hairless removal, you know, the hair removal and stuff
but
that.
But their girlfriends, their wives.
With that.
Little manscaping action there.
That's right.
Wow. So this could be good for anyone.
It is good for anyone. And we're really different. We're a female advocacy group. So we're trying to provide products and services to women that they can't find elsewhere.
That is neat. And what are some of those things? You were talking off there a little bit about like medical type of things. That sounded interesting.
It is. There's a lot because of the downturn of the economy. There's a lot of people that have, especially here in the Valley, with real estate being hit so hard, that are unemployed and have lost their health benefits. And one of the very first things that we did is we have partnered with ASU Medical, and for $50 a year. Any of our members can enroll, you know, FemNav is free, enroll, pay your $50 a year. You can go to one of their multiple locations for a $45 office visit. And that includes anything from well woman care to if your child needs stitches. I mean, it's very inclusive.
Now, I bet at this point, some of the men listeners, male listeners out there, I should say, are wondering, can they get on this medical thing?
Yes, they can.
They can.
Yes, they can.
Wow, that is interesting.
As a rule, when people do the couponing through your website, what kind of a percentage do they get off on the retail merchandise or whatever they're buying?
You know, it can be anything from 10 to 25%. We also are working on having a deal of the day. So, for instance, new vendors or companies just coming on, if they want to have, you know, really need that short burst of, you know, just a lot of attention, a lot of customers, we can provide that service as well.
So on the advertising part of it, I saw on your website, people can advertise.
Absolutely, they can.
Take us through that. How does that work if someone was interested to be on your website?
Well, you know, funny thing about this, we're called an entrepreneurial spirit, and it's so funny. I talk to entrepreneurs all the time, and they don't realize if you aren't marketing your business 90% of the time, you don't have one. And we have made it so affordable. We are 79% more cost effective than any other advertising means out there. We are really working with entrepreneurs, and we really want to help our local people here.
So how does that work? Do they is there a screening process, or how do they have to contact you and say, hey, I'd like to do this, and is it automatic, or do you have to subject to approval?
It is subject to approval because we are a female advocacy group, and we have an integrity clause. If you are going to advertise with us, we have 50,000 plus female members that we have to protect. You must do what you say you're going to do.
Now, what's the demographics of the female members? How many are single?
We have a large plethora
and
of
like
single women here.
This is great. I need to talk to you about Match No Match. We're going to run some of your people through Match No Match. Would that be cool?
I think it would be fantastic.
That is good. Yeah.
I had firsthand experience how important it is to have reliable information available for women that are single. Now, because I've been married 30 years, so I'm in a kind of a unique position. But, you know, for those, most everybody knows that Clay's on and off gone in Alabama. So my smoke detectors went off this last week, and at midnight I'm calling someone out of the Yellow Pages to come to my house because the screaming is so loud from the smoke detectors, and I felt extremely vulnerable doing that. You don't know who you're calling. It's scary being a woman there alone.
So you could have done FemNav.
I could have done FemNav.
You could have done
and
FemNav.
That would have been nice to have
absolutely
a resource. That's a very interesting point.
Yes, that would have made me feel a lot better.
Yeah, good point.
And we have all-in-one maintenance. Who would have handled that for you?
I know.
Wow. Man, this
so
is
I
like,
cannot wait for this site to get up and running.
The other thing that I find very interesting about your business is how educational it is. Explain the education process of retail vendors or doctors or anybody that's going to be on that site.
Here's one of the really wonderful things about what we're doing. I write for three columns, and so editorials are really important to me. People do business with people they know, like, and trust, or because they are positioned as an expert. And because we have decided to go with kind of a magazine feel, some of our vendors have chosen to do editorials, it allows them to touch our members in a way that an ad will never do. Ads are great, but an editorial and a little bit of background is going to give you so much more information.
Well, let's get a little bit of your background, speaking of background. How did you get started with this? But even prior to that, this is your life. Remember that show?
That's right. Now you want to hear about my dating stuff, don't you?
No. Okay, maybe. We got line 1 through 17 now lit up about dating. But tell us about your background, your experience, any degrees. You sound like a wonderful marketing person.
Well, you know, it's funny because I actually, my background in education is communications broadcasting. And I've been a media strategist for the last couple of years. And what I have found is that advertising is very expensive and it's ineffective.
Yep.
Unless it's hitting your target demographic, you're missing the mark. And one of the things that is unique about FemNav is you don't have to go to a newsstand and pick it up. Everybody, there is not a woman anywhere that's going to leave her phone at home.
Exactly.
It is with her
that's
all
for sure.
The time.
It's an addiction.
It is.
It's a necessity.
That's another story, though. That's another.
Yeah,
that's
I would
say
a necessity.
Addiction.
Tell us about this addiction.
Oh, no, she's absolutely right. My wife, if I get in the car, the first thing she says, do you have your phone with? I said, we're just going to the grocery store.
Going to the neighbors.
In case there's an emergency. Well, what happened 30 years ago? Were there emergencies every 3 minutes?
But, you know, they call it crackberry. Let me tell you, it is a crackberry.
That's right.
I mean, we are addicted to our phones. We are not going to leave them at home. And can you imagine having 50,000 plus women, you know, that you can market to right on their phones? You're actually, your business is in their purse.
That is phenomenal.
It is.
What a trend.
So what you're doing is you're kind of preying on their addiction.
You know, I like to think of it as, I don't like the idea of addiction.
Yeah, we're
you know,
saying she's
okay,
served.
So my son has been texting me while he's in class all day today.
Yours does that too?
Yes. But you know what? It helps us to keep in touch, and I know what's going on. And to me, that's much better than not knowing. I think it's a better way of parenting. There's so many good things that can come from this.
Well, they can't hide as much anymore.
Oh, no, I get power schools all the time. So it is a great thing. I think our phones have... I'm going to look at it from the positive instead of an addiction. This is a choice we make.
I appreciate
to
that.
Continue to enhance our communication.
You know, Paul, if you're still on the phone, I would love for you to give that quick quote from Google and what they said about phone advertising and mobile applications, if you know which one I'm talking about.
Oh, you put me on the spot here. Which?
Well, basically what it encompassed was if you are not embracing Google advertising, you're missing the mark, something like that. You sent he is so good at collecting all this information and forecasting for FemNav. But really, that's what we're trying to do is stay ahead of the curve and help our vendors.
That's the key. And, mm-hmm. you know, the world's changing. Really what this does is make the world a smaller place.
It does. One phone at a time.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
And it's such a win. It's a win-win for everybody.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
It's not like we're going to go backwards. So we might as well figure out how to make it the best possible going forward.
That's right.
Absolutely. And for the reason this started was because I had my daughter and a girlfriend ended up going in for $99 breaks, and one of them ended up walking away with $600 and $500. And that will never, ever happen to FemNav members. We really screen our members.
So on the coupons, this is interesting. Traditionally, you have to cut them out or find where they are, cut them out. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you remembered to bring it, like that lady at Bash's.
Who brought 64
yeah.
of them.
Now, here you just have to remember to bring your phone, right? Because it's all on the phone. Is that how it works?
That's it. That is
wow.
it.
Wow. And what do they do, scan it in, or how does that work?
It kind of depends on it. Some of our advertisers have very sophisticated POS, point of sale stuff. Other people just use a tally. And some people just want the traffic. It really depends on where you are.
See, someone should have told me that a week ago because I ended up giving my phone away. I had to buy 10 new phones. I'm kidding. Okay. Leanne's thinking, oh, my God. What is Dave talking about?
It's funny that Leah just mentioned about going in for a $99 break job and spending $600 because our next guest is the owner of Lovett's Body Shop, and she's...
It'd be great if we could partner the two of them.
Exactly.
Oh, that would be great.
She's also
a woman business owner.
That's right. A round of applause. This is great. So how many vendors do you anticipate having eventually? Because I think the business just started, right? Less than a year ago.
Well,
right?
Actually, it's been in process. We actually just started a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, so you're brand new. So,
we are. We've been testing it for a couple
of
months.
It's in the testing stage.
We've been testing for a couple of months. We're actually in our soft launch phase.
Wow. So do you, you're still in the process of getting new vendors to partner up with you, evidently.
That's true. We have new ones signed on. We actually have pretty much quite a few of our categories already filled. So
we met with a lovely jeweler this morning.
Oh, really?
We're looking for another one.
Oh. Wow. So is this like a one per industry type of thing?
It's not. Well, certain industries, have exclusivity. It kind of depends. We want to service the entire valley. So in certain instances, exclusivity wouldn't be a good match for us.
One of the things that, do I have time, Dave?
Do we have time? How much time? We have 60 seconds.
Okay, I'll talk really quick.
Go ahead.
Okay. When Andy, we all know my 14-year-old son, he is a really good friend, and he wants to get her a Valentine's present. And so one of the things that FemNav is going to have is, so if he wanted to go on to FemNav, there'd be an editorial, there'd be information, what to buy. What would be really cool for someone who's 14? What's a special Valentine's present?
Right, yes.
Tips, there'd be an editorial. There's information. We love that. We want more information.
That's why men have to join, because they have no clue what to get their
wives. How to buy a diamond. Buy a diamond.
Choose a car repair shop.
Yes,
exactly.
I mean, all those type of things.
We're taking the guesswork out of all of it.
Oh, that
is lots of information.
Really good.
Actually, what's great about it is you are a one-stop Google.
Yes. We are. Navigation is on there. Information's on there. All kinds
and
of things.
And soon to be dating. Match, no match. And you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. This is Entrepreneurial Spirit, starring Leanne Hall and Craig Dean, and special in-studio guests from FemNav, Leah Haben, and on line one, Paul Woodford. And we'll be right back after these words.
FamilyValuesRadio.net.
1010 KXXT.
Tolleson, Phoenix.
Hi, my name is Steve Rundle.
And I'm Josh Rubel with Dwellings Realty Group, inviting you to listen to our show, The Real Estate Power Half Hour.
Each Wednesday at 10 a.m., Josh and I will be here on KXXT 1010, discussing the latest hot topics in the real estate world.
So whether you're interested in listing your home for a short sale or buying a great investment property at auction, we can help you.
Again, that is The Real Estate Power Half Hour with Josh and Steve, every Wednesday morning, only on KXXT 1010 at 10 a.m.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and I'm excited about my new home right here at 1010 KXXT, Saturdays from 7 a.m. as we talk about finance, politics, and the culture. Caution, we don't sit around the campfire singing Kumbaya. So catch me every Saturday at 7 a.m. on AM 1010 KXXT.
Are you earning 8% on your money? Hi, I'm Dan Cochimilio. I can guarantee 8% annual growth for future income. That's right, 8% guaranteed annual growth for future income that you can never outlive. It's your money, money that God has put you in charge of managing. Are you a good steward of your money? How do you know if you are? Do you know if your money is 100% safe from market losses? Is your estate planning as good as it could be? Are you trusting the answers to money questions to a person who doesn't share a Christ-centered worldview? I believe there are people out there who don't care about you as much as they care about getting your money. I don't operate that way. I offer free consultation and will help you with estate planning and show you how to double or even triple your money for retirement. My purpose is to help you secure your money. It's that simple. So call me, Dan Cochimilio, at 623-825-3900. That number again is 623-825-3900. That's 623-825-3900.
This is 1010 KXXT.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Entrepreneurial Spirit. Remember, Craig and Leanne, that we, you know, at one time we were trying to all pronounce
the Entrepreneurial Spirit?
Yeah.
That's very difficult to say, but not anymore.
We kind of got it down right now.
Now we got it down.
Easy.
Yeah. This is great. And special in-studio guest, we have Leah Haben from FemNav and her technical guy, Paul Woodford, on line one. Now, I have a question related to something you said. If you don't spend 90% of your time marketing your business, you're not going to have one.
Correct.
That totally makes sense to me. And people just sadly don't get it. They think sales is the same as marketing. It's not even close.
No.
I mean, strategic planning, marketing, that's where people should focus in on. And let's ask you this question: is in about 5 years from now, you know, strategically, I'm sure you plan this out. Where do you see things going? I mean, things changing so quickly, and where do you think FemNav will be 5 years from now?
Paul, you want to take that?
He just left.
Oh, he did? Okay, well, I'll take
it. No, I'm kidding. He's still there. I was protecting you, Paul. Where'd he go?
Paul?
You're such a joker.
Hello, Paul.
Okay, Leah, you're on.
That's
calling
okay.
Paul.
Where I see us going, first of all, the way we built up FemNav, Paul and my ASU intern, Katie, who I miss terribly from ASU, are in New York. New York is actually our second city. I mean, we're building here and we're taking it on the road so that when our FemNav members are in New York or Chicago or somewhere else, you know, their phone, it'll be able to pick up the signal wherever they are, and the FemNav advertisers and, you know, whatever offerings will be picked up in whatever city they're in.
So eventually, this can be a nationwide situation.
Which is so important because women have become our careers. They have gone global.
Wow. Paul has left the building. He has disappeared.
That's why we have women.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's a good one.
Because the men are always leaving you.
They're always leaving.
Men always leave. believe. He just texted me that he thought it was over.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he didn't realize.
Well, Paul doesn't know, but he's over
that's
now.
That's a typical, typical male response. I think it's over.
I answered. I'm done. I can go.
Okay, what about the cuddling?
Yeah, do we have to cuddle now?
I don't even smoke, and I like women. But anyway, okay, let's go. Oh, Kurt, we're driving Kurt just nuts today. Kurt, that's okay to say, right? Does he give us a thumbs up? Oh, he's shaking his hands. Okay.
What's wrong with saying cuddling?
What's wrong with cuddling?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
FemNav is going to be global.
It will be.
Is that international? Is that where you're headed?
That is where we're kind of heading. We wanted to make something that was duplicatable and scalable. And Scottsdale is the perfect place to test market. Actually, not Scottsdale, but the whole Phoenix area is a great place to test market.
What is a good market to test, isn't it?
Many companies come here.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You know, when anytime Pepsi or Coca-Cola wants a test market, they come to Phoenix, Arizona.
They do.
Yep.
They do.
Yes.
I didn't know
absolutely.
That.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody comes here to test.
They come
us.
Here to do their beta testing.
So
and alpha.
Alpha.
No, beta.
Okay.
Beta.
So another interesting twist to the show.
It's because
here.
You guys are alpha and the alpha male.
Oh,
thing
the alpha
is all
male.
It's not. It's beta.
You just have
it's
to
all
ask,
about the beta.
You just ask Leanne and me. We know everything.
Well, hey, we have Paul back. Hey, Paul, how are you? Are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
All right.
Thank goodness.
Paul, I would like for you to tell them. I told them they asked what the what our plans are for the next 5 years, and I told them that we're basically duplicatable and scalable. But since you are our chief technical officer and have been forecasting and researching, do you want to elaborate on that in a technical manner?
Well, in a non-technical manner, I wanted to point out that. Like you were saying, there's a certain stigma to using coupons, and it's a lot cooler to walk up with a phone and say, "Here's my coupon." Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people will find that they're using coupons that weren't using coupons before because of that, and because of you're going to see more and more of this if you haven't already, and I'm sure some of the listeners have actually already used an online coupon directly off of their phone. You might have seen somebody use that, but. It's definitely, you're going to see certain things like near-field communications technology, biometrics that combine using your smartphone as a credit card along with, so you can actually go right up to a vendor and pay, not only use the coupon that's on your smartphone, but also pay for a product or service directly from your phone.
They just advertised that yesterday on the Super Bowl with a Chase. You can make a deposit on your smartphone by scanning or taking a picture of the check that goes in. It automatically goes in for the deposit.
Wow.
Right. Well, yeah. People say their whole life is on their phone now.
It is.
It's really going to be on your phone.
Yeah.
So, Paul, what do you think a phone's going to look like 5 years from now?
Who can imagine? I don't think anyone would have predicted what phones look like today.
It's amazing.
Maybe it's going to be like that one where they say where you're looking at it through your eyes. Remember, I've seen those science fiction where you have it all right there and
takes a picture of your retina.
Yes.
Also,
you're blinking, or you actually are seeing everything through your. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's kind of very Minority Report. You know, remember that movie
with
Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
It's really going into that phase. So.
Then they made a mistake.
Ugh,
almost
they
arrested
did.
The wrong person.
Well, then they started doing some retina transplants on people.
They did?
Yes, to fake it out.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, FemNav's not going to do that.
No, not at all. So what's some of the other advocacy things that you're going to be doing?
You know, if there are any daycare people out there, we are really looking to strategically partner with daycare centers because I can tell you when I was a single mom, my daycare was more than my mortgage and car payment put together. And amazingly enough, it is true, it does take a village to raise a child. And we are the only educated country that does not subsidize daycare.
Child care.
We do not subsidize, and we need to be.
Daycare is really important, along with medical, and the nonprofits are all free.
That's
She's
true.
She's doing all the nonprofits.
We promote.
You can advertise on there.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
Wow. So you're probably going to get a whole bunch of people calling you on that.
We did a little, we had a little booth at London's Run, and we met with the American Cancer Society. They had a booth, so they want to talk to us. And we're working at getting into the Pat Tillman Foundation.
So
we are really, really strong supporters of, you know, women's charities and children's charities, but we love pets too. So,
oh, pets!
Yes, you know, our four-legged family members. So we're working on that. But any kind of charity,
it's endless.
It is.
It's absolutely endless when you start thinking about this. Every organization should be involved in this.
You know, and Leah was talking about the amount of time that we sit. So let's say you go to the doctor's office and you're sitting there waiting your 45 minutes or whatever to get in. What do we do? Are we going to pick up a magazine that may be outdated, or can we utilize our time? Because we have to maximize our time right now. It's really important, time management. So we're going to sit there and use our phone to update our information. We can plan, and it has the navigation on it. We can plan. We can do research.
Check your FemNav. You can read your
horoscope.
That's
what we're going to do. We're going to go to FemNav rather than picking up an old magazine. That's what we are going to do.
I think so, too. Are you looking for writers right now? So the audience?
Yes.
So
yes, we are.
What type of writers are you looking for?
You know, what we would really like to do is we actually have quite a few. We want more green.
Oh, green.
And this is green. No coupons. It's your phone. That's very green.
It's very green.
Well, Craig, tell her about some program we have called the Green Roundtable.
Right.
Wow.
We have Glenn Gormley for you. We have a guy.
Yeah, Glenn is awesome, isn't he?
He would be incredible.
And Greg Peterson.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Urban Farm.
We are looking for content writers. We want to help the small businesses of Phoenix grow their business. We want them to be happy with us, advertise with us, and we want them to be able to sustain their business and their family so that they'll stay with us.
You know
what
you are?
Every business right now needs that edge.
Absolutely.
They need to be able to say, we're doing something different than everybody else. We're really servicing our customer.
You are a community center online.
Well, that's a great
You were awesome. That is very good.
Very
now
good.
Do you have certain criteria people have to meet, or is that something just part of the screening process that you'll just do?
We do have a checkpoint system. I mean, we're going to check the Better Business Bureau and stuff, and you know, we only want to work with people that are going to give our members, you know, our female member base and male members, really great customer service. And, you know, stand behind their product or service. Otherwise, we really don't want to work with them.
You want a first class so that anybody that uses is going to go, wow.
Yeah.
We do because, you know, really all we can do.
And then it becomes viral.
I want our members to have an experience. Mm-hmm. It's all about the experience.
And a good one, too.
Exactly. That's, it has to be a good one.
It has
good
to be
one.
Good because I think that what Leanne brought up, the safety issue, it's got to be so key. And is that going to be... have you anticipated how that's going to work? I mean,
yes, we already have a resolution center.
Oh, good. See, that's smart. I mean, we're talking to someone really strategically brilliant.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
I'm impressed with that.
Well, you know, isn't she amazing?
Oh, absolutely.
That's only because
we only bring the best on this show.
Absolutely, no doubt.
I'm smart enough to surround myself with brilliant people, and I am nothing without my team. Paul Woodford has been amazing. Gina Hansen, I have really, really good people working with me. It's not me. I just have a great team.
That you're like the quarterback. A great quarterback in sports, right? In football, would always give credit to the offensive line, right?
And that's what Rodgers did yesterday.
Oh, tremendous!
He gave all the credit to the defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Okay. Well, I have to give a shout out.
Yeah.
Oh, we played baseball Saturday, and Andy had a no-hitter.
Oh, that is phenomenal.
And we won the championship.
Did you really?
We finished at 11 o'clock at night, and we beat Luis Gonzalez's baseball team.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, it was very exciting.
Wow, Luis, welcome to the show. Line two. Andy's such a great kid.
Yeah.
So give us your we only have 2 minutes left, and some more contact information and anything, any parting words.
You know, it's a great day at FemNav. I would like to invite all female members and male members, you know, if you are out of a job and don't have insurance, I hope that you will take us up on this. We've worked very hard with ASU Medical, and we can really help you with that. Our website is www.femnav.com, And all you have to do is put your name and email address in, and you're a member.
Your community center online.
That's easy enough. Great. One quick question, though, before we get on to the 3:15 hour, is do you have to be out of a job to have this medical insurance?
No. Interestingly enough, there's a lot of people that have very high deductibles. And one of the things about ASU Medical is the fact, yeah, me too, yeah. Or COBRA. You know, there's a lot of people that are in just really unique situations. And one of the great things is the ASU doctors and nurse practitioners and the CFO came together to create this whole program. It's fabulous.
That is incredible. Well, thank you so much, Leah Haven from
FEMNIP. Thanks, Leah, for being here.
And Paul Woodford, too. Thank you, Paul. And this is great. We will. We want to have you back. This is very valuable for the community, don't you think?
It absolutely is.
This is great. Well, thank you so much. And you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Entrepreneurial Spirit, starring Leanne Hall and Craig Dean. And we'll be right back with another special mystery guest.
Yes.
At Beerham Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerham Baum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Entrepreneurial Spirit, starring Leanne Hall and Craig Dean. That was a phenomenal first.
Isn't she amazing?
Oh, incredible. FEMNAV.
What a great concept.
People have to get out there. FEMNAV.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
Leah Haven. Wow, that is a great concept. You could tell she's going to do really well.
She is.
Helping so many women and men,
too. That's the key.
Right?
Get your eyes off yourself and onto others.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
When did you come up with that? I like that, how you said that.
I read a lot, Dave.
Oh, there you go. You see? And I give away a lot of phones because I think they're the coupons. Okay. Well, now we have a really nice special guest in addition to our first special guest, Craig Dean. Announce our next mystery guest.
Well, this is very interesting because I met Denise not through such good circumstances. I was driving home and a woman turned right in front of me on a left-hand turn lane, did not even see me.
Dadgummit.
Yeah, and I smashed my car. I was like an Indy 500 car driver. I mean, I was swerving and trying to miss her. I just caught her. And my insurance company said, go to Lovitz to have your car repaired. And I took my car to Lovitz, and it was the woman who came out to give me the estimate was so nice and friendly and knowledgeable. You know, because like your website says, when you've had an accident,
you're traumatized.
Yeah. And literally you are. You know, it took me almost 2 or 3 weeks. Every time I would come into an intersection, I would start putting my foot on the brake because I thought, someone's going to hit me again. So it does leave a little psychological wound with you.
Absolutely.
And I appreciated her body shop so much that I asked, I have to speak to the owner. And when the owner came out and it was a woman, I went, this is even better.
You got your wife online with now.
Yeah, that's right. And so that's how I met Denise. And I said, you have to be on our radio show. And she said she would. And the name of her body shop is Lovitz on, is it 14th Street?
14th Place.
14th Place in Camelback. And she has a great story to tell. I think it's fascinating.
So welcome to the show. And tell us a little bit how you got into probably what's considered more a male-dominated industry, I think.
Yeah, it is. Lovitz Body Shop itself has been at its location for the last 50 years. Its original owner was Jack and Dorothy Lovitz. And back in the mid-80s, they sold it to a gentleman by the name of Tom Halliday. And Tom moved out of town, and he met my business partner at the time, Ruth Young, to do all of his marketing and sales and such as that. And Ruth Ann and I met working at another shop in the valley. And she goes, listen, the guy that works here is wanting to retire, and I really want you to come over there and write the estimates and stuff. I'm going, well, do they have a computer system? Because at that time, that was something altogether new. That was in the late 80s. And so she spoke with Tom. He flew out. He met with me. We'll put a computer in for you. So that was back when they had the giant ones,
big old floppy disk drives. Like those cellophane disks.
But yeah. It was a management system is what it was, not an estimating system, but a management system. And that's kind of where it started. Ruth Ann did all of our sales and marketing, and we were just partners, you know, and it was funny. We were the body shop broads.
Oh, you know, I like that.
You know? That is good.
And, you know, and it was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful partnership. You know, I did all the daily operations, and Ruthie did all the outside sales and marketing. So all of our insurance agents and friends were actually all people cultivated by Ruth Ann because they truly were her friend. Now, my business partner, Ruth Ann, passed away 4 years ago, actually, this month.
Mm.
Oh. And having been friends and partners, you know, business partners for over 20 years, it's very, very hard. There's nobody that could replace that person.
That's
her husband is kind of the same spot that I'm in. You know, there's no Ruthie. There's not another Ruthie. So we haven't hired another marketing person, and we went a little bit different route in the sense that we do more of our advertising, and everything is done web-based and all customer referral. Because Lovitz, having been there for more than 50 years, we have a really good customer base, and you're one of them.
Right.
You know, we make friends one handshake at a time and one quality repair at a time.
I love that.
You know, when you leave, I want to know that you're happy. I mean, I take it to my heart. You know,
I think my car looked better when you repaired it, then when I bought it new.
It makes me so happy to deliver a vehicle, and it's nice and clean and over and above. You know, if we can do a little extra, polish this or whatever, to give it that little extra, that's all we have to offer is customer service. I mean, every body repair shop should repair vehicles properly. You should, you know, match the paint. You should weld things properly, things like that. So the only thing that I've got one up on is customer service, and it's taking good care of my customer, and truly there's joy in delivering something. I walk out, go, I get, you know, it's like, don't you love it? Don't you just think it's great? You know, that kind of thing. You know, I want them to be genuinely happy, and that's the best.
And how many years have you been doing this?
I've been at Lovett's now 22 years.
And look at your enthusiasm. You're as excited now as you were in day one.
Yes.
And that is the entrepreneurial spirit. This
Definitely.
Is what we've always talked about on this show.
In my construction company, I always people were kind of taken back at first when I would say, I don't ever want to hear from you again. And they didn't understand that what that meant was, I want you to be so happy. I want it to be perfect, that there's no customer service. You know, yeah, send me your referrals, but I don't ever want to hear from you again.
Right, and that, we said the same thing.
Oh,
you know, it doesn't
I thought it was
my,
original.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt my feelings if you say, I don't want to see you again.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good thing. Come by, and when we do have multiple customers. I mean, we had the cutest story. This is the greatest story. This happened last week. This beautiful old gal, her... We've been repairing her parents' vehicles. And then when she started driving, was in high school, we fixed her car for her. Well, now she's gone on to college. She graduated from college. She's doing an internship at Disney. And she's got some things kind of going on. And she drove all the way back from California because she had damage on her car. And she goes, I know nobody could fix my car but Lovett's. And I'm going, you need to go on the website and write that on there. You know, I drove all the way back from California. But, you know, it's like generations. You know, I fixed their cars, now their kids' cars. And, you know, hopefully I'll be there to fix their grandkids' cars.
And, you know, and it's really amazing because probably of any business in America, car repair people get the worst reputation because we don't know anything about cars. We are beholden to you.
Well, a lot of it, you know, everybody should be certified and do their thing. I do something a little bit different, probably different even than Vicki. Vicki is, she's my other right hand. She writes estimates. All
she's the one that did my
that's
estimate.
That's the one that with
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
But now, me individually, I personally bring customers in. I sit them down in the little chair right next to me, you know, as I'm writing the estimate on the vehicle. So they get to see my estimating database. I said, this is where we do the magic. You know, this is where it tells me what it's going to cost you, you know. So they also see that, to me, that gives it more integrity. It shows them the book. This is what the book says. You know, there's no, you know, jumping and jiving mm-hmm. and adding
right,
things
yeah.
in that
yeah.
don't belong and things like that. So they actually see it with their own eyes. So if they decide to go shopping and you know, and they're getting comparative estimates, they're going to know, well, hey, that lady wrote, remember, isn't that thing right there damaged? Didn't you see that? You know, because I show it to them as we're going through it and just try and educate them that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and say, well, this is what we're going to do, and we're going to do this, we're going to do that, you know, and when do you want to drop your car off? You know,
were you trained as a mechanic?
No, actually, I was in a related field. Same as you, I worked for a developer in Houston, Texas. And I did all of his punch-out walkthroughs. He did multifamily developments. And that way, way back when. So I dealt with the homeowners and and doing the walkthroughs, the punches, getting all the
and
subcontractors.
And you learned to walk that fine line. Which is really, really tough because you want to. You're dealing with men and women.
Right.
You want to deal with the male ego and not make the woman feel threatened by you as a woman. It's a really difficult place to be as a business owner.
Well, yeah, it is. You know, initially many years ago here in the Valley and going into this specific industry, you know,
credibility.
Most. I can remember this older gentleman coming in the shop. You know, much older. And he goes, I'm here to get an estimate. I'm like, okay, I'll be glad to do that for you.
and you're blonde.
Like, and he's like, no, I don't want you writing my estimate. I said, well, I'll be glad to do that. I can show you, you know, I know. No, I want a guy. I'm like, okay, I can fix that. So I go down and I got one of my techs and I said, Rick, would you mind coming up and writing an estimate for this gentleman? He just doesn't trust the fact that I know what I'm doing. He's like, sure, I'll do that. So we did that. And he brought his car in, we got it fixed. But, you know, the customer's always right, bottom line, you know. And but that was back in the late
80s. Things have changed a little bit.
And I was probably one of the very first female general managers, one of the first female writers that ran the shop. And it wasn't one that where your husband owned it, because my husband did, and I actually met him afterwards. So it's something that my
husband was a seamstress?
No. No, we actually met on a blind date. But you know, a lot of them think that, you know, where's your husband at, or you and your husband died and you inherited this and have to figure it out, or something like that. They can't conceive that a female would want to walk into this industry. Why do you want to be here?
I used to not, when we go to builder shows, I would not take my husband with me because people wouldn't talk to me. They would immediately look at my husband, and I would get frustrated. I said, you cannot come with me because then I have no credibility.
Right.
And I want them to know that I know what I'm doing.
Right, right. And you do. And we found that I had to know, I had to be able to, we can't. Twice as much. I had to be on my toes, answer the question. So what's the difference between this paint and this
Which
paint?
Which makes us really good at what we're doing.
And what makes it, you know, why does this well different than this well? And why do you do this and why do you do that? You know, now it's different. You know, I'll walk back and when you're dealing in with employees, you know, you don't have to get in there and get your hands dirty. And I did. You know, I had an amazing tech that was so wonderful and he kind of like took me under his wing and we put a car together. You know, we take things apart.
Great, yeah.
He goes, you got those little hands, can you stick that down? They don't design these cars to be fixed, you know? And I'm like, really? But, you know, get your little hand in there or whatever. But it was that privilege of doing that. Of course, you have to go through all the classes, I-car classes and things for certification. When I did a welding class, I was like, man, my guys are good. You know, that is not an easy thing to do. But yet I can walk out there and I can tell you if it's welded properly or not.
But now, when we come back from our break, we're going to continue our discussion with Denise Ellert, owner of Lovett's Body Shop. This is really interesting.
It is.
I sort of like to talk about why there is a perception there is, the way you're talking about how men see it differently and how who they want to have some type of relationship with, and we'll be right back.
Are you able to ensure the safe driving and productivity of your employees? I'm Kara Lee with GPS Heroes, and with our plug-and-play GPS device, you can set geofences, get speeding alerts, and a full report card each week with driver reports and mileage, all to your computer or handheld device. It's easy to get and easy to use, in real time, with no service contracts. Just go to gpsheroes.org/21 and order yours today. That's gpsheroes.org/21.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Entrepreneurial Spirit starring Leanne Hall and a very interesting Craig Ding today, I would say.
Yes,
some interesting.
The color. He's the color announcer.
Yeah, that was, it's been good. What is in that?
Very colorful.
That drink right
it's
there.
It's empty. We will never know.
We will never know. We're going to do a test, though. Okay. Anyway, with special in-studio guest Denise Ellert, owner of Lovett's Body Shop. This is fantastic. You know what I notice about you as a person? Your passion just comes out so incredibly. It's just so apparent.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It is. And,
it is.
And you really sell happiness. I mean, it's way above. I always said that on all the shows, is what do you sell above and beyond your product or service? And you're really selling passion. And it's your passion to make sure the customers are always happy. That is so unique in today's world.
When I had my restaurant, I always said, I want someone who walks in the store to walk out happier than when they walked in. So if you've done that for someone, you've helped make their day.
Right.
Incredible.
And it's good for you, too. You know, nothing makes you feel better because if you put yourself into something and you want, you know, it's like a child wants you to be proud of them when they've made a good grade and you want to give that to them. It's the same thing. You know, it's our stroke every day that job well done, job well done. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and for myself, just like the woman that was speaking earlier, you are only as good as your staff. And I have a staff of incredible people. And I love them. They're like my family. You know, we become a family.
Absolutely
and,
do. Yes.
You know, I've got my guys. JT, the one I was telling you that mentored me, his wife got a really great job opportunity to move to Indiana. And he took forever telling me he had to leave. And he came in the office and he sat down and he just started crying.
Oh.
He goes, I've never worked for anybody, you know, like you guys. You know, you really care. And I care about my people just like I do my customers. And with that, I get the same back from them. I get their very best. I think I get their very, very best. And that's what's important to me.
And that's what life is about. You probably have friends 30 or 40 years, because when you build a relationship, I've spoken with Leanne and Dave about this. When I had the restaurant, if I had a relationship with the purveyor, I couldn't leave them. I was much more willing to work with them versus someone that you didn't have a relationship with. It's easy to say goodbye.
Right.
Same with employees. I had employees that worked for me. Their kids worked for me.
Right.
And so that was
that
was pretty amazing.
That is incredible.
Yeah, when I
my son worked for him.
Really?
Is that right?
Wow.
Really? You didn't know that.
I didn't know that after all.
Wow. When was that?
That was back in 1989, 90, and 91.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
What a connection. You just have touched so many lives, Craig.
Yes. And
how did he like his pastrami?
He loved it. You should see how big he is today.
Thank you.
So, you know, I think it all starts with you, though. I think it seems like you're just a natural, happy person, someone that really has a goal of joy in life, not necessarily expanding the business or doing business stuff, but it's sort of a feeling state. Am I right? I mean, it seems like joy is so important to you, passion.
Yes. If you don't, as my grandfather said, if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life.
Nice.
You know, so with that in mind, you know, I love what I do. You know, and it's a vehicle is the second biggest purchase you're ever going to make
in your
lifetime. And for some people, it's the biggest purchase they ever make. You know, they make that commitment. And so it's as a woman, as a female, you know, there's that emotional side of it. And I have had people come in, you know, their vehicles are something from the grandfather, and it doesn't matter, that I don't care what it takes to fix it. You know, it's my granddad's car, and the emotion is there.
Your website tells a story about a woman who had an old car that she did not want to part with it.
And we see a lot of that, you know, so it actually, for myself personally, it's right up my alley. You know, I'm one that, I fight for the underdog. I hate injustice. You know, I had a little lady that came in last week, and she's retired and on a fixed income, and somebody, you know, sideswiped her car, and the insurance company realized that, I mean, it's a fairly late model vehicle, but she had paid cash for it, so she only had liability on it. Well, they realized she didn't have a big, powerful insurance company to go back in and what we call subrogate and go after the other company. So they're like, we don't think we're responsible. So I said, well, you know, you have lots of time on your hands, I bet. I bet if you went down the courthouse, you could, it wouldn't cost you anything, because you could just go after the guy that hit you. And I guarantee you, as soon as you call, that he gets a lawsuit, that he's got to pay your bill, he'll call that insurance company, and they'll, she goes, you are right. You know, you've made me so happy. I'm like, going, if you've got time to do it, go do that, you know.
How has the economy affected you, or has it?
It has drastically, in that, you know, we ran a volume of, say, 130 cars a month, probably down to 60.
Whoa,
but
half?
Yeah, way half. The recent hailstorm was like a godsend.
Isn't that incredible?
A blessing.
Yes.
But, even with that, you know, we had large, what we call consolidators or multi-businesses in our own that they had the customer drop the vehicle off without any insurance company coming out, taking as much as you can. Because, again, everybody was, you know, kind of in that market trend. Your dealerships did the same thing. They did no service to their customer. They still have their vehicles sitting on their lots. No work has been done on them. They're out of rental car reimbursement. So they're, in order to keep that car on their lot, they're having to pay their rental car costs. But that's just not the way you take care of your customer. You know, when right after the storm, I thought it was important to do like a public service announcement. I called anybody that knew anything about anything, you know, and to fix it. You need to get this out there. Let them know, because I called all of our insurance carriers. They're saying, we have called in our catastrophe team. Tell your customers to get that estimate. Once they get that estimate, then they can schedule those repairs. That's going to be the best way to handle this. So I spoke on another radio show and explained to them the same thing. You know, typically, you know, he's a little adversarial, and his was, you know, you take it to your body shop and you get your body shop to write that estimate. Make them deal with that insurance company, and under any other circumstances, that is 100% the right information, with the exception of a hailstorm or a catastrophe, where they have a special team that comes in from other parts of the United States that typically handle this type of claim.
My husband's in Foley, Alabama, doing claims adjusting for the oil spill. So I'm like you, I'm very thankful for the catastrophes right now because I'm in construction and
right.
There's just no, it's a terrible thing to be thankful for disasters.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
You know, the only one that really, in my opinion, that knows how to stimulate the economy is him up there, praise
yes.
God.
God.
So he's the only stimulator.
You know, I was looking on your website, and you just have a whole bunch of comments from customers praising you. It's pretty impressive.
Well, we have that's what we count on. You know, just like when he left, I said you need to go to GarageFly. You need to, you know, right, because nobody's going to know about me unless you tell them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you tell them, I can sit here and bang my own drum all day long and tell you how great we are, how much we care, how great my guys are.
Customer referral is the best.
You know, and yeah. I've got this warranty and I've got all these things going, but unless somebody else tells you all about us, you know, and then you can confirm. That's the positive and different in this marketplace than when my business partner Ruthie did sales, is that we have the consumer is more computer savvy. You have those things available to you, just like the woman you spoke with prior to me coming on, is that people do their homework. You know, they're not led easily around by the nose. They're gonna go online, they're gonna research, I had a vehicle that we repaired, a young man's son was going to school here, but he called me all the way from New York. My son's bringing his car to you because of what I read about you. I'm like, thanks.
In New York?
Yeah, he went online, bought a shop in Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
You know, Lovitz popped up for him in his zip code that he was looking. And you know, so it's without our customers and without the customer service and taking good care of them, we're not going to have those kinds of reviews. So it's, I kind of beat my customer up when they, after I go, don't you love it? And then I go, okay, now you got to go do this, you know. And I had one of my customers come in today. We had just, it was a hail repair on her Lincoln Navigator. And, you know, we do a little extra. Everything is polished. There's no little scratches. If I have time, we're going to get that done. And so she came up, and she was getting her vehicle serviced across the street, and she walked over. She goes, I just wanted to tell you again how much I love my car and that you got it right in and you took care of it. You know, my friend's car is still sitting at that body shop up in Scottsdale. I'm like, well, you tell her that, you know. So she took my business cards and stuff, and I said, go online and tell people that. She's like, okay, I will.
You know, I just thought of a great thing for FemNav. When you have a, you know, because Leah's talking about kind of like doing a blog where you come in and educate people by writing. But could you imagine Denise on FemNav with a little video talking?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Her enthusiasm and passion, or your customer who's had a great experience, because there's nothing like a passionate customer who's had a great experience to tell everybody what it was like.
Yep, that's the only thing that, like I said, everybody should do good work.
That's
you
one
know?
Of the things I
it's
think.
It's customer service. It's,
yeah.
It's God.
It's everything.
Sends it over.
I think we as women feel a little more comfortable doing that too. We are a little more open to share our emotions and emote about the great things in life. So I.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of interesting because I think that in some regards, I'd rather have a woman wait on me. Like in your position, or when you did the windows in her house, because you were extremely knowledgeable. There was just something there's something that you know they've had to work twice as hard to get where they're going, so they're going to try.
Well, we really care. We internalize it.
We do care, and we want you to know. We want you to know how this is going to work and how it's going to be great for you.
Yeah.
You know, and that's. Yeah,
it's not just about the car or the windows. It's how is it going to affect your whole life.
Mm-hmm. Well, you did that when you came in the house. You did, took it over and redesigned our whole entire house.
I think I took over your life, Greg.
And it's a beautiful house. You did really great.
Well, she had fantastic ideas. It was very helpful.
No doubt. And
I wish there was more business right now.
Mm-hmm. Soon.
I really do.
Yeah. It gets you kind of excited to...
It does. I love that. There's a lot of pride in doing that for people.
Yes.
And there's opportunity. I saw on your website 8 survey questions that you actually, I think, hire someone to call, right, and ask these questions, and they're good questions.
Yes. One of the companies that all of your insurance companies, if you're a direct payer for them or anything like that, they're going to want a list of those questions. You know, they're going to ask those questions. But also through GarageFly, through Mark Salem, SalemBoysAuto.com, and TooFixIt, they have a screening process where they go through and they want to know, you know, that you are what you say you are. You know, and that it's not just everything that you read isn't something that I wrote, that I stuck up on that website. It has to go through them. They have a process by which they check and they make
validate
sure.
Validate it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because you can also get somebody who, you know, maybe my body man dated somebody that somebody didn't like and they're going to, you know, they can sabotage you that way. So they clarify that this is a real customer, that this is what happened. And I have no problem if I have a customer that's not happy. You know, we had one that was through the hailstorm and his vehicle was 2 days late. Loved the car. We had a problem with the hood. It was defective. So it cost me 2 days on waiting on a part. You know, he was unhappy that he had 2 days more rental, not the quality of the work that we did. And that's, you know, you have to look at every one of those things.
And those things are going to happen. And when we come back from our break, we will continue our discussion with Denise Allert from owner, I should say, of Lovett's Body Shop. And I just can't get over your passion. And when we come back, we'll continue with this passionate discussion.
Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Entrepreneurial Spirit, starring Leanne Hall and Craig Dean, with special in-studio guest Denise Allert from Lovett's Body Shop. And, you know, I noticed that there's quite a bit of services you offer, and it appears like you'll arrange towing for people and rental cars. Tell us about some of these services that you have.
Well, basically, it works like this. When you, if your vehicle's involved in an accident, You know, I can have it towed in. If it's non-drivable, we can have it towed to us, and your insurance company covers that cost. You can ride in with that tow truck, or you can get a ride over. If you have rental reimbursement on your policy, we call the rental agency. They come over and they get you. And when your vehicle is done, you simply drop their vehicle off and you pick up yours and you're on your way. It's that simple.
Exactly what happened with me. She is telling the truth. It was a fantastic experience. And actually, my car was like 8 days late because there was a part that had to come from Honda and it kept being back ordered. And your person called me every single. She was so apologetic.
I'm so sorry.
I know she. Yeah. Anyway,
because we really want you to have your car. You know, we really want to meet that commitment date. Everything that we do is automated. You know, it's to keep us on schedule. We know what parts we're waiting on. We know when a car is going to come in. We have a tentative date for the vehicle to be delivered. And right from the date when your vehicle is dropped off, it doesn't move until it's checked in. And we go over the car completely. I check the mileage. I check the interior. I check the exterior. Because if there's any dings or scratches or anything that weren't on that car when you pick it up, then that's mine. I own that. And so I want to make sure, you know, I had one little lady call me and go, "Why did you have to drive my car?" I said, "Well, we didn't go very far. I said we couldn't have gone more than
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
You know, across the parking lot." I said, "Hold on one moment. Let me pull your file and pull your check-in sheet." And I said, "Well, how many miles do you have on your car right now?" And I said, "Well, when you dropped off your vehicle, you had this many." And it was like, you know, 30 miles. "Oh, well, I thought I had a full tank of gas is what it is." And I said, "Actually, when you dropped your vehicle off, you had 3/4 of a tank of gas." "Oh, I did." So all of those things are things over. Things
are details. Yeah, that is incredible.
So the vehicle is checked in, and then from then it gets assigned to a body man, and or wait. You know, he gets it torn down. We go over the car thoroughly. We contact the insurance company and let them know if we're going to need any additional parts. Those parts get ordered. Once we have all that data together, then we decide what that delivery date's going to be based on the hours that are involved. And so, you know, you have customers that don't hear it exactly the right way. You know, if you say your vehicle's going to be done the 28th, you drop it on the 1st, but then when they bring it in on the 10th, they still remember the 28th. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those kinds of things as far as delivery dates go. But we stay really on top of, you know, every day, what's scheduled to go that day, what's scheduled to go the next day, so we can let our customers know what's going on.
Have you thought about branching out into other areas of Phoenix, other locations, or...?
For me, myself, I mean, there's places that do have multiple facilities. I think that ours is a special type of niche. Mine's more about the customer. And I don't know that you would have somebody that has my passion, okay? Somebody that has my caring. And I get very disappointed when somebody doesn't live up to my expectation of how I think things should be. So for myself, I'm very, very comfortable managing what I have to manage right now. And I think that, you know, given the economy, it would have been really horrific to have to deal with two locations still struggling. So I think that that one is good for me.
What do you do with all your used hoods or parts, you know, from an accident? What happens to all of those?
If you have a direct repair relationship, you have to hang on to those for 30 days. Mm-hmm. Okay, so everything that comes off the car, it's got a little sticker we put on there. You can dispose of it as of this day.
So if the insurance company wants to audit it?
They want to audit, that part is still sitting there.
Yeah.
Then it goes into our metal bin, and we have a company that provides that bin for us. And so when the bin's full, they pick it up, and they drop me off a new one. And that's pretty much how we do that.
Do you find that because of the economy, if it's an insurance claim, that people are taking the money rather than getting their cars repaired right now?
A lot of that is happening right now. A lot of people, especially with the hailstorm, if they have...
I saw that with construction. They're taking the money rather than getting their roofs repaired.
Right.
Like that.
Yeah. And so if they own that vehicle outright, that's only if they own that vehicle outright, it's a check made payable to them only. If they do not own that vehicle outright and there is a lien holder on that car, Arizona law requires that the vehicle be repaired. So,
so the check is made out to you then?
So, well, it's either made out to
insurance
it's made out to the
lien holder.
The lien holder and the owner and or the repair facility and the owner. And then Allstate has a mandate that it's made payable to the lien holder, the owner, and the repair facility. So that everybody is sure that it's done.
Covered.
But it's so they're sitting on the check. You know, they're not getting the car done. They're sitting on the check. You know, it's. We thought there would be a second round. There is. When your insurance companies are telling you that, you know, we've held our CAT team for another 3 months, the CAT team, that means they've got those claims sitting out there. But, you know,
what. So my husband, they're talking about August of 2013 for the oil spill claims.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're
Until
kidding.
Another hurricane comes in.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah, and then that could be extended, obviously.
So, Denise, what's your website again?
It's lovettsbodyshop.com.
And how do you spell Lovetts?
L-O-V-E-T-T-S.
Now, you get a lot of customers, what, through insurance or just people directing their insurance and say, hey, I want to come here, or do they recommend you, the insurance companies?
We have both. I'd say that probably 70% of our business is repeat. And then we have 30% is our insurance partners, and out of that, they you know we have the internet, so they fall into that 30%.
Well, I will say without hesitation, I would not hesitate to tell anybody about your body shop.
Yay!
It was fantastic. The arm you gave me was wonderful.
The who? What did he say?
Oh, he's so weird.
Oh, that was a good one.
I don't know.
You know, there's a couple other things that really show how much you back up your work. You have a limited lifetime warranty?
We
do. Tell us about that.
Well, limited means that the lifetime warranty is all of our labor. It's our labor and application. Your parts, if I put on new parts, they have the manufacturer's warranty, 12 months, 12,000 miles, that type of thing. But I use BASF paint. BASF is the only manufacturer right now in writing that warranties their paint for a lifetime. And that's real important to us.
Wow.
Because if you
sun and everything.
In Arizona, if you take care of your vehicle, you know, you keep it clean and waxed and stuff like that, it's very important that you have a company that steps up and does that. Because that's the one thing, the first thing that looks terrible is paint work. So I'm real proud to have them as our paint manufacturer who we used for our paint.
Give us some tips on how to maintain your car in Arizona to keep it in tip-top shape.
The most important thing is you don't have to put the old heavy paste wax on the car. Uh-huh. Keep the vehicle clean. If you have a bird that flies overhead, get that off immediately. That's going to eat in your paint. The acid in that is horrific.
Hmm.
So, I mean, within minutes, it starts to eat into the paint, and you can see where it landed.
Wow.
So get it off right away. If you see it, get it off.
How about someone throwing eggs at your car?
Get it off.
That happened to me.
Well, it's happened to my house. People threw eggs at our house, and we had to repaint the house.
Yes.
Oh.
Get it off.
Really?
Yeah.
Get it off right away. If you don't get it off, it's very acidic.
Mm-hmm.
But and it's just to put a lot of coat of polish. You know, it's the kind that wipes on and wipes off.
Are there certain colors that are better for Arizona than others for
white.
Your car?
Well, white as far as the interior, the reflection or whatever on the interior. But the worst car in Arizona, obviously, is any dark color, black, because you can repair it, clean it, and it looks beautiful. And then the wind blows, and it's covered with dust.
I had a black car briefly.
Yeah, it shows every
everything. Yeah,
every imperfection.
They look great.
They're beautiful when they're sitting on the showroom floor, and there's no dust, and the air conditioning is the only thing going. Mm. That is, it's beautiful to look at. But you know, it's a personal preference. We can paint them all.
And you're still in the same location, aren't you?
Yes, Lovett's been there over 50 years.
That's incredible.
It was established in 1959.
Whoa.
Do you own the property?
No, Jack Lovett owns the property. So it's a really unique relationship. So it and for him, for both of us, it's his legacy. It's his name. When it was sold, it was sold with his name. So we both have a vested interest in keeping it going. You know, because as long as it's Lovett's, it's Jack's legacy. And it's really kind of cool because, you know, when he has friends that visit from other states or whatnot, he brings them down there.
Uh-huh.
So even for myself, it's you know, it's great to keep that alive for them. They are the kindest people. They are so sweet and wonderful to have as landlords, you know. It's just great. It's like having a partner again, you know.
That is very cool. Now, do you, we only have about 2 minutes left. But something I think a lot of people really want to know more about is the mechanics. I know you don't do mechanics.
Yes, we do.
Oh, you do?
We do all the suspension. Anything required mechanically with regard to the collision, yes. All mechanical work is done there.
Oh, that's impressive.
All of our alignments are done there. All of our framework is done there. Everything is done on site.
So if you have trouble with your transmission, you can come to your shop?
I don't do tranny work as a specialty,
okay.
But I can and I can make a referral to a mechanical shop.
So that was going to be my question,
yeah.
Is because a lot of people, I mean, there's a stereotype out there
right.
with mechanics.
You know, there's
who would
your,
you refer?
There's your tune-up masters that do your oil changes
right.
and stuff. I don't do that. That's
okay.
It's just, I can't compete with that.
Right.
You know, if they can do it for $9.95 and using their synthetic oils, I don't do that. But however, if the oil pan is taken out during the collision, I'm going to replace the oil pan and put your oil back in there.
Well, that's amazing.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's because I you know, it's just, you don't, it, as a repair facility, you don't really want to combine those two things because paint and body requires a really clean environment, okay? And my departments are all separate. My mechanical shop is buildings away from my paint and my body shop. However, you have a huge influx of that. You've got too many airborne contaminants. I don't want that in my paint. I don't want fish eyes in my paint. I don't want it in my fillers. I don't want that problem with, you know, keeping it clean. So as far as being you know, that does mechanical service, there are certain people mm-hmm. that we do their service for.
Okay? Well, give out your contact information again. We're
okay.
at the end of the show already.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Okay. You can find Lovitz. Our address is 1411 East Camelback Road. We are physically located one half block south on 14th Place, just off of Camelback. Our website is www.lovettsbodyshop.com. And we'd be glad to hear from you.
Well, thank you so much, Denise Ellert from Lovitz Body Shop. Thank you so much. Leanne Hall, thank you.
Yeah.
Craig Dean, we'll see you at the 4th.
Denise, you're awesome.
Monday. You are.
You are awesome.
It's been
this
an honor to meet
have
you.
Have a great week, everybody.
All right, yeah, you too.
We'll see everyone tomorrow, Tuesday. And what is tomorrow?
Yeah.
Let's see. We have Bob Berger, Reaching Your Financial Goals.
Tuesday.
That's right.
Yeah.
We've got a bunch of shows tomorrow. And we'll see everyone tomorrow.